Elaine Pugh lives at Stanwell Park. Her father-in-law, the policeman at Scarborough, witnessed many acts of desperation.
One lady decided to end it all, and to do that she had to strip off all her clothes. She went and lay down on the railway lines naked, and they came running down to the police station, "Mr. Pugh, Mr. Pugh, you have to come and get her off the railway line, the paper train will be coming through." And she was on a section of the line where the banks were steep at the side, and she wouldn't get up, and he had to put her over his shoulders in a fireman's lift and haul her up the bank. And then there were huts up in the bush, depression huts, where people had gone and just squatted and lived up there in the bush. And there were old men that lived up there that used to come down to the Clifton post office to get their pension every fortnight. And if they didn't arrive, the post office would contact the policeman who'd get the Ostermere man up, and they'd go up to find the body.
For the children of the 8 villages along Lawrence Hargrave Drive, things were much happier. They enjoyed the kind of freedom that would be envied today. Brian Harvey, a Clifton resident, remembers.
There was a lot of kids in the town from various ages and stages, and we had a hell of a good time in Clifton. You know, in the summer time, we lived at the beach, and in the winter time, we went up the mountain. We used to get Frankfurt's at Les Nichols' store, which was under the School of Arts, and we'd take them up to the top of the mountain and get a fire going and roast these Frankfurt's and put them on bread and then walk back down home after we'd had dinner. That was another one of the favourite exploits. And over on the park over in Eo, of an afternoon or evening, we'd be playing cricket or football or hide and seek or whatever. There was always something going on, but, you know, looking back on it, well, it was a great time. We had a great time.
We used to play cricket on the main road. So we'd put up a fruit box and the thing, and quite honestly, we could play there for 4 hours and maybe having to move that box once or twice.
Warren de Kluwert, who grew up at Scarborough, has similar memories.
It sort of wasn't a road, it was a track virtually, you know. I mean, you could walk in the middle, you were never going to have to get off for cars or bikes or anything, you know. So you virtually had the road to yourself. The old school bell would go and you'd see kids running and all that. It was quite a big school, you know, years ago, Scarborough, because they were building the railway line, and they had a terrible lot of fettlers, you know, like railway workers, you know. And up near the school, the families used to live in tents, you know, big, big tents, while the fathers were working on the railway line. And I can remember all those children used to go to school.
The families along Lawrence Hargrave Drive had very different habits to those who live there today.
When we come home from school, we always had a hot dinner, because that's when my father came home, 3 o'clock. That was tea time, all them years ago, and believe it, that was all families. And then my father would have his hot tea and whatever, and then up the pub.
I can remember the first car that went over Wambara Heights, and it was a little red Austin owned by Mr. Croft. And I don't know whether Johnny Baines told you about his father and the first car he had. He bought a Prefect. And the story goes that Lawrence Baines went to Sydney and bought this Ford Prefect. And he drove it home in low gear or second gear because he didn't know how to change gears. And anybody that knew anything about a motor vehicle, he was a saint, because we knew all about horses and sulkies. We knew how to change wheels on sulkies and things like that. But a motor car, that was something different.